Good morning. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 33 degrees on the thermometer outside. You're listening to KCAW's Morning Edition show. I'm Chris Todd, and in the studio with me this morning, I have two folks to talk about Sitka Wrestling Program and the upcoming regional tournament, and they are Coach William Patrick, particularly assistant coach, but good morning and thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
And also Elliot Anderson, wrestling in the regional tournament, which is coming up this weekend. So where are you going for wrestling this weekend, William?
We're going to Haines.
Haines, okay.
Yeah, we leave on Wednesday.
And are you flying over? Or?
No, we got a ferry.
Ah, okay. The ferry ride. Yeah, well, that's not that long of a ride, right? And the tournament starts when?
Oh, well, the tournament will start Friday, and as far as the ride, I think it's about a 24-hour ride. I'm not really sure, so we'll see. We leave Wednesday, and we should get there, like, Thursday, I believe.
Okay. So. Thursday at noon, I think.
Yeah, okay, if everything, you know, weather permitting, et cetera. Are you excited to participate in the regionals?
Very excited.
Are you?
The season's gone by really fast.
Yeah, it happens that way. So you've been in the wrestling program for a while, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what year are you in school?
I'm a senior.
Okay. And so, wow, this is your last wrestling season.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder you're a little excited. Let's talk a little bit about the regionals. How does that kind of work now with our bunches of schools coming together? Which schools will be there for the tourney?
Yeah, exactly. All the Southeast will be there. Some of the out teams that were expected to do well are Wrangell, Edgecombe, and Sitka.
Okay.
And it should be exciting. There'll be lots of good wrestlers in the region, and so it'll be fun.
And how do you expect to do, Elliot? You think you're going to do okay?
I sure hope to. I've worked really hard this year, so there's a chance. Weight class is pretty close. This top four guys in my weight class, 195, so hope
really,
the
top four wrestlers from the region are?
No, they're just the top four guys in 195 and region are pretty close, so anything can happen.
Ah, okay. Now, you were not able to participate in wrestling last year. Give us a little recap of that situation.
Well, last year in football, my junior year, I broke my knee, so I was in 9-month recovery in PT, so I wasn't able to wrestle last year, so it's been kind of fight to come back to wrestling. But
have you had some pretty many weeks of intense working out then as you got ready for the season?
Definitely. It was the whole time ever since I broke it was doing everything I could to be ready for wrestling this year.
What does a workout look like at Sitka High for wrestlers?
Well, the workout looks like a challenge, to say the least. We do lots of circuits, we do sprints, car, we roll, wrestle a lot. I mean, we play conditioned games. I mean, it's a pretty intense workout. I mean, you got to be dedicated to survive the season in Sitka as far as a wrestler. You got to want to be there.
Okay. And do you think Sitka has a really pretty strong program going into the regionals, Elliot?
I do this year. We're a pretty small team, but I think we've worked really hard for what we got.
Mm-hmm. How many people are out this year, do you know, offhand?
Oh, well, I'm not sure. We got about 10, I think. But, you know, like I say, we're small, but we're strong. We got Darren Davis, defending state champion at 106. We got Jaron Suwon at 138, ranked number 3 in the state. And we have Mitchell Borg, ranked number 1 in the state at 170. John Davis is ranked somewhere high in the top 5. We have Elliot here that's ranked number 5 in the state at 195. So, and but with that being said, you know, these guys I think can go, you know, as far as they want to, you know, as far mm-hmm. as, you know, there's all sorts of circumstances that involve winning, you know, at that upper level. But and not to, I want to mention Chatham Connor, which is, you know, he's our heavyweight, and he could fare well with any kind of circumstances that help him to get that way. So we'll just see how it goes. It's, you know, we respect everybody out there. It's a tough, you know, the regionals, and you get state tournament, and there's a lot of guys out there, you know, that work for it. So we'll just see how it goes. It's just like one day at a time, and try not to think too far ahead.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a pretty good strategy there. So once you get over there, do you have sort of a day to or a few hours to get kind of rested up and psyched up and ready to go?
Yeah, we get a day to roll around and, you know, and do that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Try to stay relaxed. You know, wrestling's such a tough sport mentally. You want to save your energy and, you know, kind of just, you know, stay humble and, you know, get prepared and, you know, warm up. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have a day and then we'll go into wrestling or afternoon or something like that and go into wrestling.
Have some downtime.
Yeah, so it'll be good.
Well, it sounds like just overall your team has done pretty well. It seems like you have a lot of well-ranked individuals there from just the season so far.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for a small team, we're doing really well, you know. And I want to add in that, you know, not only are guys good wrestlers, but they're just good guys off the mat as well. So it's a really easy group to coach. And, you know, it's a really success story for as far as these guys, you know, are at the peak of their career. And, you know, there can be really no failure at this point because they've strived so hard and stayed in the sport so long that they can only do good as mm-hmm. far as this goes on from here. So
Elliot, I got to ask you, I've always been curious. When you're out on the mat, do you hear anything that's going on? Like if people are yelling and encouraging you and stuff, or are you just completely focused on what you're doing? Or do you know?
I'd say it's more completely focused. You hear noise in the background, people yelling, and sometimes you'll hear your coaches
yelling.
Your coaches, especially, it's who you're listening for, kind of. I mean, I'll hear my coaches sometimes, but generally it's just noise in the background.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I've just been curious about that. So, do you spend a lot of time spinning, or are you pretty good sticking in your weight class there?
No, I'm pretty good.
Okay. You can always tell a wrestler this time of year if you see people spinning a lot. I don't know. I just always thought that was kind of hilarious.
Yeah, that's we don't do that. That's, you don't want to dehydrate from the inside out, and that's nowadays is against the rules and all that kind of stuff that has changed.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
And we don't have really anybody that's managing any weight, really. I mean, a few pounds here and there, but we're pretty fed and healthy and ready, and so, and that makes it nice too.
Yeah, you don't have that worry about if you're going to be able to weigh in correctly. So, well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting tournament. Do you know if there are many folks from Sitka going over on the ferry or going to show up for you?
Yeah, I think there's. I think Elliot's parents are going. I think there's several parents are going to go, and we'll just have to see. But yeah, we have good support from the parents, and you know, which we appreciate a lot because it's nice to have some support from back home here.
Yeah, that noise in the background, right?
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Elliot Anderson is going to be participating in the regional tournament for wrestling this season and in with William Patrick, coach. Thanks very much for coming in, and good luck at the regionals.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, and I want to wish everybody in the region good luck, and look forward to seeing all the teams. I like all the teams, and it's nice to have such a close region as far as the way we all get along and stuff and compete. So it'll all be good, and I look forward to seeing all you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Elliot. It's about 28 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock.